We're holding Daf Ches in the middle by the two dots. In the middle of the Amid and two dots. Tamon Taninen, we learned over there. A Gemarin and Becharis. Kol Haner Lodum Meyachot B'Tishrei. Any behemoth that was born from Rosh Hashanah, from the first day of Tishrei, Ad Chof Tes Belul, until throughout the whole year, until the end of the year, the last day of the year, to the 29th day of Elul, has a Rei Elul Mitztarfen. They're all together to the Loch of Maise Behemoth. Maise Behemoth is if you have 10 animals newborn that year, so you have 10 of them, you have to take out one of them for Maise Behemoth. Now they have to be born the same year. So here, from Rosh Hashanah until Chof Tos Belul, they're all Mitztarf together. What about Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Five animals were born before Rosh Hashanah. Fehei Li'achar Rosh Hashanah. And then you had another five animals born to you after Rosh Hashanah. Is there any Mitztarfen? They can't come together to be Mechayev Yumaisa Behemah, because you have to have them born the same year. You have to have 10 born that year. What about Hei Lefnei Hagorin? Fehei Li'achar Hagorin? Now, throughout the year, we had, the Mishnah says, there are three times of the year that the Rabbanan said, now's the time to take off Maisa Behemah. The same way there are three times a year they take off from the Trumas Halishcha for the Shkolim, the same three times is the Inyam of the Rabbanan to take off Maisa Behemah. By before Isah Pesach, it's 15 days before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkis. So those are only Zmanim of the Rabbanan. So let's say you have five born before Pesach, and five born after Pesach, here's a Rei Elam Tzarfin. Then, when it comes to Pesach time, you don't have five animals, so you don't take Maisa Behemah then. When it comes, let's say, Shavuos, and then you do have another five, then you have 10 together, now there's a chiva to take off Maisa Behemah. Because they're born the same year. Even though one is before Pesach, one is after Pesach, that's only Midrabbon and his man went to take the Maisa Behemah. But it's still considered it's born throughout that year that you have 10 now. Omri Abi Yossi. Hodo Amrit, that you say, Maisa Behemah, Loi Osa Oisa, the Rabbanan did not make the Aloch of Maisa Behemah, Loi Kechonot, for Loi Kishlish. It's not that the Aloch is of Tfuah. Kechonot means by trees. We say, when is the Maisa, when you take off like Paris of trees, like the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tubishvat. So the Shalom is, how big does the fruit, the Paris have to be? Chanot means when it starts to blossom already. If you have the fruits that are starting to blossom, that's called on Tu B'Shvat is from last year or it's from next year. For like Kishlish, by Tfua there's halacha when they give off Trumas and Maisris, when the Tfua was grown a Shlish. If it was fully grown, one Shlish grown, that means it's edible, that's the time you go boss the Trumas and Maisris. Again, if it's Maisarisha and Maisarisheni, you go boss the Shlish. So those are the two Shirim we have by fruits. Either you go boss the Chanot when the fruit first starts to grow, or else by Tfu, you go Bosta when it's fully grown, edible, at a third ripe. So say now, by Maisa Behemah, by animals, we don't go Bosta either one of the two. Why not? In Tema Kechonot, if you want to tell me you go Bosta Chanota, like when the fruit first starts to grow. So by animals, you should also say, listening, call him Muborim. You just say, when the mother was pregnant. If you want to know when the animal starts, that's called when the mother was pregnant with the animal. So you should have said that any pregnant animal may echad b'tishrei from this Rosh Hashanah ad eskrim b'teisha b'yelul until the end of that year, till the 29th day of Elul, they're all mitzarif together. As we just learned, it's totally when they give birth. It does not totally when they become pregnant. So it's not doimet techanota like by a tree. By a tree, we don't go bosta when the fruit is completely grown. We say chanota when it starts to blossom. So by animals, we don't say the shear is when it's blossoming, when it's pregnant, but rather you say when it's born. And ein temek shlish, you also do not say count this year from Maisa Behemah, from shlish, mean when the behemah is fully, when the parents are fully grown, which would mean they're edible there, because here, by Maisa Behemah, listening, you should have learned like this. If you meant to say it's fully grown, that means you could use it now for a korban, you should have said, kol hanerlodim ad eskrim bushnayim velu. Anything that's born from Rosh Hashanah on until the end of the year, but what should be the end of the year? The 22nd day of Elul. Why? Because Allah is the first 8 days when a behemoth is born, the first 7 days you can't use it for carbon. It says 7 days it has to be with its imoy, and first the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So if you want to say kishlish would mean like what time when it's roy to be used. So an animal, this mice behemoth, you bring it for carbon, it's not usable till 8 days, the 8th day later. So it should have said just, any animal that's born that year means, if it's born, any animal born from Rosh Hashanah onwards, until like 8 days before the next Rosh Hashanah. Should have said until Esrim Mishnayim, until the 22nd day of Elul. How come you're telling me now until the 29th day of Elul? Nechur, if it's born the 29th day of Elul, it's not roid to be used for carbon that year. So you see, you don't have like a shlish to stay a time that it's usable. Tenech Nami. So first of all, I want to say, Rebbe Simla B'Shem Rebbe, Divi B'Rebbe Chia, Kishlish also Oysa. No, it's not true. They made Maisa B'Hema, the Shurim is just like a Shlish of a Tfuam when it's right to be used. How could you say the animal that's born the 29th day of Elul is included in last year's crop? I was born today the 29th day. You can't bring it for carbon for another 7 days. You have to wait. It has to be 7 days with a smother. First, the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So Mar says, I'll tell you, maybe we go according to Rebbe Shimon. Goes according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. To Yomer Rebbe Shimon, Mechusas Man, Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. He says, no, even though an animal is a Mechusas Man, it didn't come the time, it's not 8 days old, but you could put it into the deer Lisaser. It's considered now, like if you have 10 animals, and this animal was just born yesterday, you're allowed to put it into your corral, and from these 10 now you count, and the 10th one coming out will be roy for the Maisa Behemah. But you're allowed to put a one-day-old animal into the corral for Maisa Behemah. So it's good, it's totally when it gave birth. That's called Kishlish, because when it gives birth, it's roy to go in for Maisa Behemah. Markom Rebbe Moni got up, like he also holds, Im Rebbe Simoi, he holds with Rebbe Simoi, Omalei said like this, Adomato Chodemilsa. You just said this thing. You just said over this halacha to say, well, we go according to Reb Shimon, that's why it's good, why we count Maisa Behemah from the last day of the year, the 29th day of Elul. An animal born the 29th day of Elul is included in the last past year. So yes, Tamon Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah, Tamon Tanin, we learned over there, that Benazai Yoimer, Benazai Schidish was now Mishnah, Hoelulim. And all the animals that are born during Chodesh Elul is Mis'asrim L'Yatzman. You only have to give Maisa Behemah if you have 10 born in Elul itself. So the Mishnah said, Ben Azai was Mesupik, what is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah? Is it Echad B'Tishrei or is it Echad B'Elul? He was Mesupik. We had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Ben Azai was Mesupik what the Halacha is. So any animal that's born in Elul, we don't know which year it should be. Does it belong to last year or does it belong to next year? So therefore, you have, in order to give Maisa Behemah from the animals born during the month of Elul, you have to have 10 animals born now in Elul. So Mamonashot, it's the same year. But if you have 5 in Elul or 5 from before Elul, it's no good. Because maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the next year. So it's not included in the past year. And if you have 5 in Elul and 5 in Tishrei, it's also no good. Because maybe Elul is from last year. That was Ben Azai Shita. Ben Azai Umrim Ho'elulim, all the animals born during Chodesh Elul, is Mis'atzvim Li'atzvim. You only give Maisa Behemah if you have 10 born throughout the Chodesh Elul. So now, doesn't Ben Azai say, Afilu Noilad Ad Etzrem Atishu Elul, even though the animal was born the 29th day of Elul, like you had 8 animals born at the beginning of Elul, and the 9th one, or the 9th and 10th, the last two were born on the 29th day of Elul, still you could give Maisa Behemah from then. And what do you have to say according to you? Islach Lameimah, you're going to have to tell me, Ben Azai Krebi Shimon, that Ben Azai also goes according to Rebbe Shimon. As you want to say that Maisa Behemah is like a Shlish, you only include animals for Maisa Behemah when they're roy to be used. The question one, if he's born 1 day old, he's not ready to brought for carbon. So you want to say, we go according to Reb Shimon Shita. So that was good to say the Mishnah, one Tana goes according to Reb Shimon, it's okay. But you want to tell me Ben Azai also goes like Reb Shimon, that this is a kasha. For like Rabbonin, like shouldn't Ben Azai go according to Rabbonin? Like it's a machlokes for Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin. Reb Shimon holds that an animal 1 day old could go into the corral to be Mitzara from Maisa Behemah. The Rabbonin said nothing doing. You have to wait till it's 8 days old, till it's roy to be used for carbon, then you bring it into the corral. So how could you say Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon, not like Rabbonin, it's not Mitzara like that? And so Elamai, you want to still tell me that even according to Ben Azai, Maisa Behemah is Lashlish, when the animal is completely ripe. And Ben Azai says if it's born the 29th day of Elul, it could also be Mitzara. Satakasha, why? The 29th day of Elul is only 1 day old. It can't be brought for carbon today. And it's not Mestavre Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon and not like Rabbonin. So Terence is like this. Kamod the Yat Omer, now you have to answer like this. Al the Rabbonin menichen l'shono habo, vein misasrin im b'nei shenosin. What you have to answer is even according to Rabbonin Shita, that no. That even though the animal 1 day old cannot go into the corral now to make Maisa Behemah, you have to wait till it's 8 days old. But still it's no kasha. Even according to Rabbonin Shita, that the animal can't go into the corral to make Maisa Behemah until 8 days later, the pshat is though, any animal born that year is like one group. So even though let's say it was born the last day of the year. So true, right now you can't make a Maisa Behemah, because this last animal is only 1 day old, it's not roy for carbon. So what you have to do is wait till 8 days from now, even though it goes into the next year, and from 8 days from now you have 10 animals that are roy to be brought for korban, and all these animals were born that past year, you could use it for ma'isa behema. Whereas we're being chayzim now, you don't have to say we hold like Reb Shimon Shita. Even according to Rabbanon, it's also good. That's what we're answering now. Adom lach ad Rabbanon, even according to Rabbanon Shita. Manich in the Shanabo, an animal born the last day of the year, true. But that's the tenth animal, you can't take off ma'isa behema now. It's not roy for korban, you have to wait. Wait 8 days later, and then you'll take off Meiser. Kat Omar, Kat At Omar, the same thing you say, Al the Benazir, according to Benazir, she did the same svarim. Manicha Megurin Habor, an animal born the 29th day of Elul, so right now you can't take off Meiser Behema, because since it's only 1 day old, it's not roy for korban, you can't do anything with it right now. So you have to wait till after, till 8 days from now. Then Misaskrin in Bnei Elulim. 8 days from now you have all these 10 animals that were born throughout the Chodesh of Elul, there you have 10, now take off Meiser Behema. But not like Reb Shimon Shita, you could take off Meiser Behema right now in a 1 day old animal. No, you have to wait 8 days till the animal is roy for korban, and then you take off Meiser. But our koponim, we go boss as man when it's born. At the day it's born, if it was born that year, you have 10 animals born throughout 1 year, there's a mitzvah Meiser Behema. Omer Rabbi Chiya, Zois Tameris, from here we see that Yomim Shabachor, the same halacha is by a bechor. A halacha is a bechor, they're supposed to bring it for a korban, a bechor. Now you're supposed to bring it its first year old. Throughout the first year when it's born, that first year is supposed to bring it for a korban. After a year, it's no good anymore. So what's considered a year for a bechor? Is Zois Tameris, Shabachor, Mechusas Man Behen, Oilen Loyle Tershinosei. That you don't go boss to 8, that you don't say the year starts like it's born today. First wait 8 days till it's roy for korban, and now you have a complete year. No, we go boss of the day it's born. The mechusas man v'hen, the first day that it's born, even though right now it's not roy for korban, or b'chor, an animal that's born, you can't bring it for korban the first day, you have to wait at least 8 days. Still, right now is oydem le l'tesh shenosei. We say that you could bring a b'chor for an animal only throughout its first year. What is considered its first year? From the day it's born. Even though the first 7 days you can't use it for korban, so what? You go both to the day it's born. The same way we're saying by ma'isa behema, that even though the ma'isa behema can't be brought for korban until it's 8 days old, still we say that 1 year of ma'isa behema is totally when the animals are born. If you have 10 animals born that year from Rosh Hashanah until Chof Tas Belu, you have 10 that year, you can take off ma'isa behema. Even though the one born 29th day of Elul is not roy yet, you have to wait 8 days, so what? You go both to the day it's born. The same thing for the mitzvahs b'chor. You go boss to the day it's born. From then on, you have 1 year. And Omer Rabbi Mono, Omer Rabbi Yoina, that Abba, Shom Ali Min Hado. Abba taught me the same halacha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol ha b'chor ashe yivolid. Any b'chor that's born to you, any b'chor of an animal that's born to you, is hazocher taktish. The zocher, you should make a kodesh. So the kasher is, what do you mean you have to be makdish to b'chor? Ha-ketzad, l'churu the animal is kodesh by itself, like b'mei imay, if it's born, it has kodesh by itself, b'chor. What do you mean you have to be makdish it? Ha-ketzad, what does the pasuk mean? You should be makdish to b'chor. That means to tell us that mishash le'dosoy at moina loishon shona. The Torah is teaching us that the day that it's born, from now on you have 1 year to bring it for korban. And don't think since the first 7 days you can't bring up a korban anyway, those are not included, you count the year after the 7 days. No, that's the chiddush. That Hashem Yevolid, as soon as it's born, he's Zocher Taktish. As soon as it's born, the Zocher has a Kedusha on it, that now starts counting its year. Now the Kormen is the last line here. Okay, son. Sheyaktish Bechor, we mean you have to be Maktish to Bechor. Homemeya Imayu Kodesh. It has Kedusha from its mother's stomach when it's born. Elolamet to teach us. Mechi Yevolid. Taschil Limnois Kedushosoi. Tishnosoi Maschum Yom Shenelid. The year of a Bechor, that you have that first year to bring it for Korban, when does the year start? The day it's born. That's the day, that's the time that the Zman starts for that year. The day is born. So at the Mishnah. Pisholosh Kupois, with three different baskets. Shel Sholosh Sholosoin. Each basket was a big basket that you could hold three saws inside it. Is Terminet HaLishcha. That's the way they used to go to the Lishcha, means a special room they had in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to put all the Machzis HaShekel that they collected from all the Yidin, they put it together in this one Lishcha. And now we had the Mishnahs before, three times throughout the year, that the Beis Din, they went down to this room, the Lishcha, and they took a Truma. They took out money from this Lishcha, and this is the Lacha, they put it into, at each time, they took three baskets, each basket held three saw in it, and that's the way they took out the Truma at three different times of the year. The first time was the Praise HaPesach. 15 days before Pesach, that's when Shchedish Nisan, that's when they took out the trumas, the first trumas halishcha. So again, b'shalosh kupas, they went there with three baskets, shel shalosh shalosh soin, each basket had three soin it, is terminash halishcha. That's when they took out, like the truma, they took out the money from the lishcha. Now the Mizrahi in the Chumash learns the pshat from the trumas halishcha is, that trumas halishcha is, that everybody gives the machsa shekel, and from your money now, they're going to buy the karbonis this coming year. It's called the korban tzibul. They bought the korban atomid in the morning for the korban atomid in the afternoon. It's called the korban atzibur. A korban tzibur means that this came from Gans Klai, so they paid for it. So the kasher is now, when they take the truma, they take out these three buckets full of money. So there's a lot of money that's still left over in the lishka. So the kasher, the money they get now, let's say it's 10% of the Eden. So how do you call all the time the kabbonis, the carbon seber? The chur is only 1/10, only the people's money that went here right now, their money like is included, they're buying the kabbonis now. What about the other people's money that gets left over in the lishka, they're not taking it now, how do they get a chelik in the carbon seber? So Mizrahi learned this a new din, that b'shas truma, when the bezin goes and takes this bucket full of the machta shekum, by taking the truma, he's like the mezakin now this money for the whole Klai Yisrael, and it's considered that everybody has a chilek in the carbon seber. And that's why it's locha termin al agovi. We make truma we had before, even if they didn't give the machta shekel yet. As long as you have das to send it, or it's on the way, right now it's considered like you have a chilek in the carbon seber. Because even though it's not really your money they're using right now, like we're asking the question, the first truma, they only take out three buckets full here, and there's plenty of money left over. The pshat is, that's a new din, the shas to take the truma, like the bezin now is being mezakeh, and this truma, this money, goes for the whole Klai Yisrael. So everybody has a chelik in the korban tzibur. But b'frat, they do it, the first time is b'frat ha-pesach, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Term nefelishchus, so they took out these three baskets they use. The cost of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. On these three baskets, from the first basket, they wrote an Aleph. The second one, they wrote a Beis. The second one, they wrote a Gimel. We have Yishmur Aleim, Yevonis, cost of Aleim. They wrote it in Greek, because that was the language they used to use then. Is Aleph or Beis, Gimel? They wrote in Greek, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. He says here, the Kramneda, Henry Gilim, but Yevonis used to be wrong and writing Greek. The Chsiv Yefta, Lekim, Leyefis. The Yishkin Biyole Shem. Yafifa Shah Yafis, Yishkin Biyole Shem. The Enacholoshin Yafa, Bibna Yafis, Kimahe Yevonis. That was their language then. So they wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, why did they write this Aleph Beis Gimel? Because what they do is they're supposed to first use up the money from the first basket, and when that money is used up, then they use the second basket, then they use the third basket. There was a state that how you're supposed to use the money. So they had to have a sign to know what was the first basket, wait till you finish all that money, then you use the second basket and the third basket. So the Mishnah Chiddush, interesting. Ein ha-toyrim, the kohen, or whoever, the one from Bezdin, that went into this room, the lishcha, to take out the money for the truma, he did not go in, ein ha-toyrim nichnas loibah paragud chofus. He couldn't go in with pants that has cuffs on the pants. Couldn't go in with like a cuff on the bottom of your pants. V'loibah manu, he couldn't go in with shoes. V'loibah sando with sandals. V'loibah tefillin, he couldn't even wear tefillin when you're going in. V'loibah kmeya, not even this ornament. Why? Because we have a chash, people think maybe you're stealing money. Maybe when you go in to take out the money for Trumas Alishcha, you're going to pocket some money. You're going to put some money in your pocket. You put some money even in your tefillin. Maybe inside there, the guy will open up his tefillin and stick some money inside his tefillin and come outside. So today there shouldn't be a chash. We don't let you go in with any type of pockets, any type of hems, that people are shoes, that people shouldn't be choshed you. Maybe you're stealing the money. Why? Because Shem Yoni, maybe throughout this year later, when you come out, you're going to become a poor person. The Yomer, people are going to say, "May Oven Halishcha Heni." You know why this guy became poor? Because when he went into the Lishcha, he stole money, and because of the Gezla, he became poor. Or Hashem Yashir, maybe become rich. The Yomer, people will say, "Mitrumas Halishcha Heshir." He became rich because he took money after Mitrumas Halishcha. At Kadekach, what's going on here? Guy's going Mamish into the base of Midish into the Mitrumas Halishcha. He's wearing tefillin, Mamish tefillin. We have a chash. Maybe he's going to open up his tefillin inside there and put money inside and steal it. That's why he can't go in wearing tefillin. She'odam tzorech, said Mishneh, she'odam tzorech, lotzeh, they have briyos. A person has to be clean in the eyes of the people. K'derech shu tzorech, lotzeh, they have mokum. The same way he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'yisem nikiyem me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael. It's not enough just to be clean from Hashem, that you say, Hashem knows I didn't steal. No, you have to be clean from the other people also. Nobody shavach shash to think about you that maybe you stole. V'yayim, another Pasuk says, v'motzachem, v'sechotoy, v'yeni elokim, v'yodim. You have to be nice in Ein Elokim and Adam also. So therefore, whoever went in to take the truma had to make sure there'll be no chashashim, nobody would think, maybe he's stealing the money.
It's not that weird question. Just that we worry that people shouldn't be
chashashim. Yeah, right.
So the Gemara, Tamon Taninim, we learned over there, Mishnah and Shabbos, that Mefanin Afilu Dalet V'Chomish Kupis. On Shabbos, if you have a room that you need, you have a guest came over to your house, you have to use this room now, or else you want to give a shear. And in this room, it's an oitzah full of baskets or barrels, and you want to clean out the room. So the Mishnah there on Shabbos says you're allowed to clean out the room, even if you have four or five baskets there, you're allowed to take it out of the room. It's not a shalach on Tiruch on Shabbos. Reb Zeri Shor, how big are those baskets there that the Mishnah says in Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out even four or five baskets? How big are the baskets? Kama hu shiurin shakupais. Izomaleh, he answered back, Nilmad, let's learn out, like from our mission here. Nilmad sasim in amafurish. Let's learn out from over there in Shabbos, it just says tam, four or five baskets, it doesn't say how big they are. Min amafurish, we're learning out from the Mishnah Shkolim here, that here the Mishnah Shkolim says how big the kupa are. The Tanya we learned in our Mishnah. Bisholish kupas with three baskets, shall sholish sholish soin, that each basket carried, had in it three saw, it's a big measurement. So, since our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, talks about kupas, who are then the Mishnah Shabbos also means like that, even though you have five or four or five big baskets, each one has three saw in it, still you're allowed to carry it out of the room to clean out that room for Orchim or to give a shiur. Shehein Tisha Soin, that all together now there are three sor, nine sor, right now you have three baskets, each one has three, that's nine sor. Shehein Esrim B'Sheva, it's 27 throughout the whole year, because we do it three times throughout the year, so three times nine is 27. So in this term, that's the Lishka, that used to make the trum, this is how many buckets, baskets they took out of this room, the Lishka, the Kasa V'Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, used to write on each kupa, each time, the three baskets, Aleph Beis Gimel. Why? How come they used to put a sign on each basket to know 1, 2, 3? Is Lima to teach us? First, use out completely the first basket. Use all that money to buy the karbonis before you start using the second basket. And before you start using the third basket, make sure you finished out the second basket. That's to say that they used to spend the money to buy the karbonis for that year. All the carbon sebers used to be bought from this money. Tamon Tanin, again, we learned over there also Mishnah in Shabbos. Hamaitzi Yayin, if somebody carries out wine on Shabbos, what's the shear to be over the Israelite saw on Shabbos? Kedei Meziga Sakois. It's enough to carry out raw wine, you don't have to carry out the revius of the wine. Even a quarter of revius of raw wine is choshev to be chayev for its saw Shabbos. Because we always say if you have a quarter of revius, usually you add three quarters water into it, and you dilute this together, it'll be a good drink. So you'll eventually have a revius of a yayin. So therefore, now that the wine is raw wine, chai, it's a yachayin, even if you carry out just a quarter of a revius, yachayin form. That's the sheer kidei mezigas akois. Enough raw wine that you use it to dilute it with water, and together you'll have a sheer of yayin. Rabbi Zera Shor, Rabbi Zera es Rabbi Yashi, es Rabbi Yashi. Kamash yurin shakois, but how big is the cup? So good, you're telling me enough wine to dilute it to make it into a cup of wine. But how much is the cost of wine? Or Malay, Nilmad, let's learn out. Sosin min hamafurish. A place like Rashabah there, just as tam, kedei mezigas hakois. From hamafurish, from a place where it says clearly how much wine usually goes into a cup. As when Chazal talk about a kois, how big is that kois? The Tony Rebbe Chiyah. The Chiyah learned. Arba koises, the four koises we drink Pesach by night, Shomru, that was learned, Yeshtom Revius Shoyayin Bitalki. His all four cups together is equals up to Revius Shoyayin Bitalki. A Revius of good strong wine. Which means that each cup has a quarter of Revius raw wine, and in that cup you add three quarters water, that together you'll have a Mezigas Akais of Revius. So we see a regular kais is called a revius of yayin. Now how much wine do you have in there? Only a quarter. One quarter is wine, and three quarters is water. So Mel, if you carry out a quarter of revius of wine on Shabbos, yichayiv. Because that's a chash of a shir, that when you dilute the water with it, you'll have a revius of yayin, which is a shir kais. Because here by Pesach it says, you used to have four kaises, that yeshtim revius of yayin. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Avin, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yehudi. This goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Tony we learned like this. Mayim, how much water is it choshev to carry out on Shabbos that we say Yechayi for carrying it out on Shabbos? Kedei Gemiya, a sip. How much water you can take in one sip? That's the choshev of a thing. Yechayi for carrying out just a sip worth of water. We have Yehuda Weiman, no, Kadei Losher Ben Esakilur. Maybe you need more water than that. You need enough water that you mix it into a medicine. Kilur is usually the eye medicine. You put like a salve on your eye, so you used to put some water into that thing that mixes up the medicine and throw it onto your eye. So if you have enough water that could be used for the kilur, for the eye medicine, that's a chashuva amount of water, and if you carry out that much amount of water on Shabbos, you're chayav for. That's water. What about the yayin? How much wine do you have to carry out to be chayav for? Kedei gemiyah. Tanakama says if you carry out enough wine that you take a sip worth of wine is also chashuv, you're chayav for that. We have Yehudu oimer, no, kedei mezigas hakois. You only chayav if you carry out enough wine that you could make mezigas hakois. Like we said before, it's a quarter of a revius of raw wine, because later if you add three quarters water into it, you'll have a revius of yayin. That's the chashuv shear of wine, a quarter of revius. That's a Yudishita today mezigas hakois. So the Gemara, mozug bekama. How much now mozug, how much is this kais mozug? Like now that you diluted with water, how much is it? Is neshaminim en ador. We'll learn it out from here. Let's chaz over the same thing, nachamon. That mayim kedei gemiyah. Again, the machlek is how much water do you carry it on Shabbos? Do we say yichai for enough water that a person takes a sip worth? Kedei gemiyah. A sip worth of water is chashur to be chayv to carry it out on Shabbos. We have Yehudu Waima, could they lost the Bema Tequila? No, a bigger shear. You need enough water that you would put into this medicine to make for the eye medicine. Yayin, how much wine are you chayv for if you carry out on Shabbos? Could they give me it? The Tanakhama says you would take a small amount of wine, just a sip worth, a little bit, of gemiyah means a little bit sip, a little drink, that's chashuv yichayi for him. You have Yehudu Waima, could they meziga sakois? Again, no, yoni chayv, could they meziga sakois? But it didn't explain yet what the shear is. Hey, Sodom, here you said, mozug, what's called mozug? What does it mean, yain mozug? Kedei meziga sakois. In order to get to a meziga sakois, of a kamish urine trakois, but how big does the cup have to be? Rabbi noma titritun, urevi. So, what the Mepharshim say, mozug, we don't know, mozug just means diluted wine. How much diluted wine do you need? So when we say kedei meziga sakois, like then we understand. A kais like we had before always means a revius of a lug. So once you have a revius of a lug, that's the shia tibichai. That's called kedei meziga sakois. Is any amount of wine that you have here that you could make it to dilute it with water and you'll end up with a meziga sakois, which means revius of yayin, that's the shia yichai for. Now the Gemara's kashri is, how do we know what's called a revius? Like now, today, how do we know what's the measurement of a revius? So, kamish, again, this line, kamish urine shakais, what's the measurement that we should know that a kais is a revius? Like, how do we measure a revius? What's the shear we have today, in that times, to know what the revius is? Is Rabbi Noma titritun, as in that time, they had this measurement called titritun. So he said, take a titritun, or revi, and add another quarter of a titritun. In other words, let's say it was a pint. So take one pint and another quarter of a pint together, that makes a revius. So that's the practical, he told them, how they should know how much is a revius of yayin. Revius of yayin is this measurement of a titratun with another quarter of a titratun, that's the shear of revius. Furthermore now, ma'al lishtoisa mekrachech, shalom yesa shayla, on Pesach by night, when you have your dalad koisos, can you drink ma'al bekrachech, can you drink all four cups one after another, without making a hefsek in between, saying the agoda, can you drink the four cups one after another. Is it alright or not? That's the way he learns the Kavanei Dem. Ma'al lishtoisin, kol ha'bor koisis, all four cups, b'krach echad, means b'zeh achazeh, b'li hefzik b'intayim. Not to say the agoda in between one kais and another kais, would you be yoitzer or not? So the Shalmi holds, yes, you're yoitzer. He answered him back, midi omer Rebbe Mona, since Rebbe Mona said, omer Rebbe Yosef Yosef said, halel, that when you say, halel, im shomim v'veis ha'knesis, Masmi Shalmi had this minig that they used to say halal Pesach by night in shul. Before they went home to for the Seder, they used to say halal in shul. So if Yossi said that if somebody said halal in shul Pesach by night, Yotza, his Yotza is chayv halal, that if he has a mind now, when he goes home and makes the Seder, he doesn't have to say halal over again. That's of Yossi's chiddush. He's allowed to just say halal in shul, and he doesn't have to say halal again by the Seder. So Hoda Omro, from here you have a raya. If you drink the cups one after another, yotza, you are yotza. And the raya is because if you don't have to say halal Pesach by night, so between the third cup and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. We, between our third and fourth cup, we say halal. That's our hefsek in between the third and fourth cup.
But if you tell me now you don't have to say halal, if you said halal in shul, you don't have to say it over again at night, so her between the third and fourth cup, there's nothing in between. And still you could be yotz like that. So it's a raya then, who are them between the first, second, third, and fourth also? If you want to drink all four cups one after another, you sound the rope is good. And sound the rope is no good. If you sound the rope, saying it is